We're joined on the line this morning by Nick Kovacevic. He is the CEO of Cushco. It is a company that is involved with the cannabis industry. As legalization of cannabis spreads across the country, many have raised concerns regarding safety, environmental effects, and economic impact. Here to talk about that is Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about this. This whole industry across the country, whether it's medical marijuana or recreational, it seems the way things are going across. What do you see the status currently in Ohio or this area here that we have to be informed about?
Yeah, well, I think it's the natural progression, like you mentioned. Medical for most states is a no-brainer. You're talking about people that need access to this plant so that it can help them cope with, in a lot of cases, debilitating diseases or for general wellness. So that's an easy one. But then the next step would be adult use. And I think, you know, Ohio is, rolling out the medical program quite successfully, opening more dispensaries. You know, I see in the news all the time, and that's great. The next step would be, can they get a ballot initiative on the ballot in November to be able to let the voters decide if they want to bring adult use cannabis to the state?
Now, one of the things you're talking about this morning has to do with packaging or putting it together and safety issues. What would we be concerned with, and what's the environmental impact you're trying to talk about here?
Yeah, so we started our company in 2010, and we've been providing packaging products to the legal cannabis industry since then. So we're considered experts on this subject matter. We've worked with a lot of the states to actually come up with the regulations around, and we've always been advocates for child-resistant, child-safe packaging. We know that this industry already has a negative stigma, and we don't need to further that by having kids accidentally ingest pot and get sick and have to go to the hospital. So we think that child-resistant standards should be across the board. Most states are adopting them. But one of the things you have when you have a regulated industry is some of these things are bulky and they're excessive, and that ends up creating waste. So I think phase two, what the industry needs to do, and something that we're leading, is transitioning a lot of these plastic products into products that are more environmentally friendly, eco-friendly, sustainable, biodegradable, whatever you want to call it. That's the next generation of products. We've announced some partnerships that we've embarked on, one with SunGrown Packaging to launch a child-resistant, biodegradable, compostable box for cannabis. And we also have announced a partnership with iEco to come up with our own formulations so that we can convert a lot of the plastic products away from traditional plastic into a more environmentally friendly option. And we plan to be rolling those out soon, too.
How do you mix sort of the safety aspect with it? With any kind of packaging comes sort of, advertising. In other words, packaging itself is sometimes, you know, what sells the product in a sense. Is there a part of, is there a component to that as well?
Absolutely. It's a bigger component in this industry than probably any other industry, and I'll tell you why. This is a brand new industry, so consumers are walking into a retail store or dispensary, and they're looking at these brands for the first time. If you're going into a grocery store, you probably already know a lot of the brands there. You've probably seen them on TV or on maybe on a Google ad or a Facebook ad. Well, because cannabis is still federally illegal, those mediums aren't available to these brands. They're not able to advertise on Google or Facebook. So how are they getting to their consumer? It's all about the packaging, how it presents itself on the shelf. And so we see an emphasis on branding, aesthetics. They want to make this thing cool and make it attractive to the consumer. But you can never sacrifice compliance, and that's rule number one. So your packaging has to be compliant first, and then from there it can you can evolve it to be sexy and branded and whatever you want to call it.
Nick, I also see the Cannabis World Congress and Business Expo will open next week in New York City at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. Speaking of new products and a new industry, what can people expect at an expo such as this?
Well, the interesting thing about this expo is it's based in New York, a state that, you know, has not been able to really get the cannabis laws going in the right direction. There's been some talk and some momentum, but it seems to have cooled off. So that's at the backdrop of this, is the fact that New York is a gigantic market and everybody's expecting it to legalize here at some point. seems to have really gone awry here, and it's going to be a few years before they can bring legal cannabis to New York. However, being in New York, it's obviously the capital hub of the world. And so I think at this conference, there's going to be a lot of talk about companies that are publicly traded, companies like us. We're traded right now on the OTC exchange under the symbol KSHB. And companies like us and other ancillary businesses and other companies that are doing CBD are waiting for the big exchanges, NASDAQ and NYSE, to start allowing companies like us to list. And we're not going to see companies that directly touch the plant yet, because it is still federally illegal, but we're hoping to see progression in letting some of the ancillary businesses and maybe businesses that are involved in CBD, which is now federally legal thanks to the Farm Bill, hopefully those companies can get listed on the major exchanges, access more capital, and we need capital in this industry. It's booming. Sales are growing tremendously. We're growing about 250% annually, and you need capital to be able to support that type of growth. Without an efficient capital system, the industry is not going to be able to grow at the rates that we all expect.
Well, it's always interesting, and the way things are going, we have to see. And just from a separate standpoint, interesting to see how an industry that suddenly may get a chance to sort of work in the mainstream, to see how it's affected or how it is promoted, I guess, in a sense, or not, you know, where that those lines fall.
Yep.
Nick, if people want to find out more about this or even get an interest into what the future is, where's a good place to get some details on this?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of resources out there. Mainstream media is now covering the space as well. Our companies, you know, all of our information is available at kushco.com. We also have a blog, and so we like to promote a lot of the positive trends in this industry. It's changing every day, so it's a full-time job staying tuned to what's really happening in the space.
Absolutely. Nick, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the information.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.